This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. It's so happy to see my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, have you been able to catch your breath? Have you been able to now look at this thing through a different prism? I guess I want to ask you, if many people we know voted for Donald Trump, I don't know if they voted for Trumpism. And so what we're looking at right now is Trumpism. Look at what this man is professing to do, Dr. Craig. Do you think many of the people who voted for him really expected some of the things that we're going to see?
Absolutely not. If you, and this is kind of the problem with the whole mandate myth, that somehow the vote means that I understand and adopt the entire agenda of the candidate I support. That's a powerful myth. It's been debunked by political science research many, many times over decades. And in this case, if you look at opinion polling, you look at all of the conversations that were had, all of the focus groups, all of the person on the street interviews the media did, no, I didn't hear anyone saying, I want a vaccine denier. I mean, not a large number, that was 20-30% that might have wanted a vaccine denier as head of the Department of Health Services, or a celebrity host, you know, Dr. Oz, in charge of the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, and on and on. I mean, Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Would you like a man who still is facing ethics charges for apparently paying an underage woman to have relations with him, as the man to enforce our laws and taking a whole lot of illicit drugs? These allegations are out there. There's now a push to get the actual ethics report released, which I think, no, not at all. And what's going to happen is people will not remember voting for him later if he is entirely discredited. So the game is far from over. I mean, most people didn't remember being big Herbert Hoover supporters after FDR saved the country by making the investments needed in the New Deal to eventually dig us out of the Great Depression, right? And so that's exactly what goes on. Voters made choices based on upset about the economy, about the inflationary squeeze that every advanced country faced since COVID-19. We know that voters indiscriminately blame incumbents for that, and Kamala Harris, despite a heroic effort, couldn't overcome that. And that's why a lot of the kind of punditry going back and forth, if she had just done this and that, done that, then she would have won, it's just silly season, because it doesn't deal with the underlying tectonic things that drove this election. And it was a very small shift. In Wisconsin, it was a 1.5% shift from Democrats to Republicans. It was not, as the media has misleadingly claimed quite often, some sweeping mandate or sweeping landslide, as Trump has been saying.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig. You know, you add Linda McMahon for the education, the Secretary of. I mean, Linda McMahon has no understanding whatsoever about any of those things. You look at the shamelessness of Elon Musk, Robert F. Kennedy, Gates, and what's the guy's name for defense? I can't pronounce his name. The Fox News guy.
Oh yeah, we know.
But each one
of the Weekend Post on Fox and Friends.
Yes, each one of those four men all have been accused of sexual misconduct. Now, here I am. I'm a 70-year-old man, Dr. Craig. Nobody's ever accused me of sexual misconduct. You know, in some instances, you know, if you put yourself in situations, then you wind up in this kind of situation. And so people who have proclivities to put themselves in those types of situations are going to wind up with allegations and accusations. Are those the best people we can find, you know, to lead our nation? Well, I guess the president himself has been accused. I guess the president-to-be has been accused of the same thing. So birds of a feather, you know.
Look, they're not, even beyond that, they're not remotely qualified for their jobs. And so ultimately, when you elect a reality star, and that's why Trump is in this position, he's a reality TV star. He's not even a very effective businessman. I think we all know that if we're fact-based. He views it as reality TV, and this is just a programming change. We're changing the lineup, right? The Americans have shifted the channel to the MAGA channel, except this is like the real world. And so it really is. Neil Postman, a communication scholar, wrote a very good book a couple decades ago called Amusing Ourselves to Death. Well, here we go, right? So Pete Hegseth, to make sure our listeners know, Defense Secretary, in addition to what Earl just mentioned, he defended service members accused of war crimes and sought pardons from former President Trump for it. And he doesn't really think women should be in combat. I thought we had that whole debate in the 1990s when Newt Gingrich said all sorts of off-color, awful stereotype things about women. Women have served very effectively in combat, but here we go again.
You know, Dr. Craig, here's a question. I get Gates is a horrible person, but what is the damage a bad attorney general could have on me?
Well, for one, Trump is selecting loyalists who will take his orders. His learning from the first 4 years, he put the wrong people in place, and they weren't willing to take on constitutional legal orders. So just hope that any institution you are part of is not targeted in this dragnet by Attorney General Gates, because it will be guilt by association. It will be very much like the old communist witch hunting where, you know, your sister was a member of this group that had some communist association, and therefore your career is destroyed. That is what went down with McCarthy. And that's the kind of thing that's going to go down again. Are you sure that your church, that any civic institution, anything you've given money to, is not going to end up being targeted by Donald Trump and Attorney General Gates? You have no idea.
You know, Dr. Craig, I don't know why people don't think that it should be a concern that this man is making sure that everybody around him caters to him and his thoughts first. And I don't know how you can't think that that's going to be a problem, how you can possibly run a nation if the person has selected people who are only going to agree with him. Maybe the people who voted for him, Dr. Craig, maybe they didn't see this. Maybe they don't see it now as a problem. But it clearly is going to be a problem down the line. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, it's a problem. This is the strong man model, right? So everything is about fealty to the strong man. Now, while very few voters voted for the entire Trump agenda, there's some that did, and some of them call into this show, a number of voters did vote for a strong man, They just thought, you know, democracy isn't working for me. We need more order. And these are folks who have not experienced it, don't know what the dangers are. So that is a grave error to think that entrusting not only any man or woman with this kind of power, let alone this man with his complete lack of understanding of how government or policy or the world works and historical illiteracy and he basically doesn't care how it actually works, just thinks he should operate based on impulse. You know, this is like a bad episode of Star Trek where replacement captain is put in and almost gets the Enterprise blown out of space. That's what we're looking at here.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's here. What have you in Citizen Action? We saw Joe Scarborough, and what Joe Scarborough did was, I think, you know, for people who don't know, he set up for 7 years he's been at war with Donald Trump, he and his wife, Mika Brzezinski, on the air. And this past weekend, he made a decision. He called up the incoming president of the United States to break bread with him and say, hey, we need to end this and we need to work together. I'm not saying, Dr. Craig, that people shouldn't heal and that we shouldn't look at ways we can work together. But my God, a man who clearly is taking the nation down a horrible path to change the past, to change the history of our nation and build his own history. That's an inherent danger to that. Why would we say, okay, we're going to be a part of that?
The first stage to authoritarianism is that people with power, established institutions, start accommodating it. And so it's just an act of accommodation. There's been no, there's no common ground with Trump. Trump will accept anyone who shows fealty, no matter what they've said before, and bends the knee. And that's been the whole ritual since he took over the Republican Party in 2016. Anyone, no matter what they said about him, Lindsey Graham, et cetera, can get back in his good grace if they get on their knees and not kiss the ring.
Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. And I will say this on the other side. We are going to talk, Dr. Craig, about the impact of, you know, Linda McMahon as the Secretary of Education on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. My guest is the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's choice for Education Secretary. Let's go to the phone lines first. Hey, Brendan, how you doing, man?
Good, Earl. Everybody wake up. Here's what you voted for, and guess what? This is going to turn into Red Dawn real quick when this knucklehead tries to send red troops into blue states to start yanking people out of their houses. Okay? So everybody needs to prepare for that first. And all he's doing is assigning people that will tear down the institutions that we've had for years from the inside. That's why he picked Stephanie McMahon. That's why he picked that other rich yacht-owning woman last time to run the Department of Education when he was in 2016, because she wanted to take everything to charter schools so that the rich could pay less for their kids to go to school. This is about oligarchy, and everybody better get ready, because the oligarchs are going to think they're running this country. But what the problem is he's so stupid and doesn't realize it, he's going to tick off the oligarchs. Okay, and once he makes the oligarchs mad, and once him and his boyfriend Elon break up, well, things are going to start to fall apart a little bit. But if we all stand around and do nothing, then that's exactly what's going to happen. Nothing.
Hey, Brendan.
It's just going to happen.
Brendan, thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Brendan's thoughts?
Well, he's right. We'll see, because as you can see in the demise of Russian democracy, there's a question of whether the strong man can remain the strong man and control all of the oligarchs, or whether the oligarchs overrun the strong man, right? And it's also the history of monarchies versus nobilities in pre-history before democracy. And so right now there's a weird byplay going on with Elon Musk, who's kind of co-president, but risk at any time offending Trump by getting more attention and credit, but he's the richest man in the world. And then you have all the other acolytes. So the Trump Commerce Secretary pick, who probably matters more than a lot of the others, Trump, Howard Lutnick, is a billionaire, and he's a big crypto guy. So one has to wonder what we do with crypto. Do we abandon the dollar and go on a cryptocurrency? With that, plus the tariffs, he's also given a lot of support to the tariffs and try to make them seem like good economic policy. So what's hard to know right now, Earl and Brendan, is how much of what Trump has said he actually intends to do, and will these people actually execute the more damaging parts of his agenda? I mean damaging to the whole economy. They're more than happy to damage public health, to destroy education, all of those things. It's not creative destruction. It's uncreative, kind of indiscriminate destruction.
All right, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir?
After listening to the discussion this morning, I'd like to ask yourself and Dr. Craig, are our guardrails strong enough that we're going to have another election after Trump? I'll hang up. Thank you.
That's a great question. Yeah, I don't think they are, Dr. Craig. I don't think the guardrails.
Tentatively, yes. Now, how aggressive are they going to be? Are they going to now end the filibuster, and are they going to gerrymander Congress? Now, you can't really gerrymander the U.S. Senate because it's two seats per state, but you can further gerrymander Congress so that Democrats can never get it back. The one thing is, the difference between this and, say, the countries that succumbed to fascism earlier in the 20th century, or authoritarian regimes that have risen in other places and recently, like in Hungary, like in Turkey, is there's a lot of federated power. You got 50 states. You got California hardening itself, hiring a lot of lawyers to sue, and it's going to defend its sovereignty. And then it's a real question what purple states like Wisconsin do. It depends how bold the blue part of the leadership's willing to be. But they can't, in one fell swoop, prevent states from having lots of power and having their own elections. So it's unclear. And he really has a two-year trajectory, because if he loses the House, which he's likely to do with this close a margin in his first midterm, then he can't do a lot of the things he wants to do, though he can do a lot more than you think, because who knows what executive orders the completely stacked Supreme Court will now sanctify, now that it's an invented immunity for him and invented a monarchy of whole cloth, never intended by the Constitution, the writers of it, never written in there in any way, shape, or form.
You know, Dr. Craig, if the Department of Justice is going to be forever changed, he's certainly going to do that. The oversight with the amount of money that he'll be able to make, let's not kid ourselves. At the root of all of this is Donald Trump being able to get his hands on as much money as he can get his hands on in these 4 years. Dr. Craig, am I sounding crazy?
No, not at all. He tried to act like a kleptocrat in his first term. He has completely financialized his celebrity as a presidential candidate and made a great deal of money, including his social media operation, which should be worth nothing except Trump is there. And that's made him an actual billionaire. And that's what happens. That's what happened in Russia, right? And this is what people need to be aware of. They stripped the country. They raided it for resources. They hoarded it all overseas. They destroyed the base of prosperity there. Do that to the world's largest economy, you create a permanent global depression like we have never seen. But they're trying to grab as much as they possibly can, like the old fiefdoms in the ancient world.
All right. Texas is on... one step closer, Dr. Craig, to allowing Bible content to be taught in public elementary schools. Next up, Dr. Robert Craig and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years. Only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. And I forgot to announce, at the end of the show, we are going to be, I'm going to be announcing my Politrickster of the Day. So don't forget. So, Dr. Craig, I do a little something now every day called Politrickster of the Day. You'll love the guy that we picked out for this morning. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I think, obviously, I think there's a lot of people on your side of the aisle that are shocked what happened with this election. But that being the case, when we talked about guardrails, the Republicans are not going to get rid of the filibuster. That's not going to happen. Are they going to use what's currently in place?
How are you so absolutely sure of that, David?
Because they never talked about it.
No, Dr. Craig, hold on, David. Dr. Craig, you want to jump in here?
So, David and I can agree to disagree, but I think if Trump can't get something he wants and he demands they do it, he demanded they kill the border security bill that they wanted for decades and they comply. So there might be a push and pull, just like we're having with some of these confirmations, where the Senate Republicans might want to try to stand up to him. But I mean, I think if there's something he can't get that he absolutely thinks he has to have, that they're either going to get rid of the filibuster or try their darndest to modify it in a way that will allow this new thing. And that'll, of course, create a whole number of new things that could come through with majority rule. I don't see why the filibuster's safe, but we can agree, disagree on this.
Go ahead, David.
So there are definitely more. Keep in mind when the shoe is on the current foot, when the Democrats could have got rid of it, there was only two Democrats that believed they shouldn't have gotten rid of the filibuster. It was Kristen Sinema and Manchin, both who are gone.
Hey, David, okay? They didn't get rid of it. They had an opportunity. They didn't do it.
I understand that.
Okay,
and I'm
so
glad they didn't get rid of it.
Okay.
Because there are, you know, Susan Collins of the world, Mikulski, and you know others. It's just not going to happen. There's definitely more guardrails in place because there are Republicans, quite a few of them. I'd say at least 8 or 9 at this point.
Well, you've got more confidence. You've got more confidence in them than I do. But go ahead.
Right now, today. I'm saying it right now, and that's for sure. The only thing that is going to happen, though, because Harry Reid did break up the filibuster for judges, yes, Trump is going to get a lot of new judges in the next 4 years across the country at a federal level. It's going to be overwhelming to where it will be probably on the lopsided side.
Okay, so David, let me ask you, because we see that there's a man who doesn't believe in the strict understanding of law as it's written. Okay? So when you tell us about the judges that Donald Trump is going to appoint, here's a man who is lawless himself, who doesn't believe in the Department of Justice. What kind of people do you think he's going to appoint?
He's going to appoint conservative
people like him. People like him who don't believe in the rule of law as it's written.
If you look at the rule of law, keep in mind when Trump went to New York and they had that whole hush money thing, they twisted knots and everything else and literally changed the laws in order to convict him. Because if you look at the previous.
Hey CIA, David, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
I think there's a difference. He appointed conservative people in 2016, and this is very well reported, was unhappy that they didn't follow illegal and unconstitutional orders. And now he's doing more than appoint conservative. He's appointing people who will do what he tells them to
do. Yes.
And that is different. And that's different than Ronald Reagan. That is different than the Bushes. It's certainly different than a Dwight Eisenhower or even a Herbert Hoover. It's different than any president in American history, Republican or Democratic. And I hope we can at least agree on that, even if we disagree on other things. But the filibuster is simply a creature of Senate rules. Look, it came out of defending slavery and then Jim Crow. It has a very ugly history. But frankly, it can be changed by any Senate majority at any time. And it is highly undemocratic. But one of the reasons we had two holdouts among Democrats was because they wanted it for this situation. Well, let's see. It's like kind of picking the next Packer game. I'm saying that it's not safe. If Donald Trump needs something, he'll demand that they do away with the filibuster if necessary. Dave feels comfortable that they wouldn't do that. So we'll see what happens.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
As they say in sports, Earl, save the tape. Please, save that tape with David saying that. Dr. Craig, first, I am a proud Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. And the question that I'm asking each of the politicians that I will vote for in the future would be, do they consider themselves an FDR Democrat? And second, would they be willing to commit to stand behind FDR's second Bill of Rights? If people don't know what that is, please go to the Google machine and find out about Franklin Delano Roosevelt's second economic Bill of Rights. He was elected four times for a reason. The Democrats need to bring him back up. He talked about economic royalists. He talked about the fact that if someone didn't like their taxes being raised and they say they're leaving the country, he said, we will miss you very much. And I think that what we need to do, because what we have happening is we have the biggest bank heist that's coming up ever in the history of the United States, and it's going to be done right in front of our eyes. But we need to somehow devise a plan called Divide and Conquer the Billionaires. They have used this plan against the working people. Now it's time for us to actually figure out a way to divide and conquer them with their large egos and their money. So we basically, can get this government back to we the people. What do you think, Dr. Craig?
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, if we can keep enough democracy, this could be a Herbert Hoover-like situation where you could, now we need kind of a bolder democratic leadership than we've had, one that's not afraid of its own shadow, and one that will run boldly on an agenda it intends to actually enact, no matter what, because that's what people want. The New Deal, FDR, he ran into all sorts of hurdles with the right-wing Supreme Court and with a lot of conservatives in Congress. And he figured out how to get it done. And if one thing didn't work, he tried something else. And that's the kind that created new confidence in democracy, because what people don't fully realize, I know the caller realizes, when FDR was elected in 1932, and there was a longer lame duck period at that point, they had the inauguration was in March because they'd been designed the previous constitutional provision for the horse and buggy era, where it took a long time people to get to Washington. And Washington was kind of didn't have great transportation links. And so during that period, there were calls from some of the top pundits in the country that called for him to establish authoritarian rule, that there was no way Congress could act on the Great Depression. In fact, a movie was made about it called Gabriel Over Washington. But it's forgotten that there was a real question at that point with fascism taking over Europe, whether democracy could even function, and FDR showed it could. We need another presidency like that, a modernized version. We need to get the presidency, and then we need to show that democracy can work by acting on the people's problems effectively.
All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I listened to you worried about what Donald Trump is going to do to us, but the mere fact is, statistically, if you look, our Department of Education is failing our students in every aspect. Only 68%, actually only 32% can read proficiently at grade four. 60% cannot read proficiently that we're graduating.
So Donald Trump is going to fix that?
Callers.
What? No. So Donald Trump is going to fix that how?
He's going to, yes, because...
How's he going to fix it? How is he going to fix it?
Well, the Department of Education, they're going to offer, they talked about rich kids having their kids being, their schooling being paid for. We're talking about poor kids taking their money out of failed schools and be able to go somewhere where they're actually going to learn.
And so a person who has no background in education, Linda McMahon, putting her in charge of it is going to fix it.
Well, again.
No, answer the question, man.
Talk about what
answer. Hey, CJ, answer the question. So Linda McMahon is going to fix education in this country.
Well, I tell you what, we're failing them now, Earl. Something's got to be done because your Democrat Party is bought by the union, the teachers union.
And who is Donald Trump bought by?
The status quo.
And who is who is Donald Trump bought by, CJ?
Oh, my God. Deflect better than anybody.
CJ, and Tony has pointed this out, but I mean, I'm aware of that already. I'm a proponent of public schools. Linda McMahon is there not to fix it. She's there to dismantle it. Dr. Craig?
Well, I mean, should we take seriously what Donald Trump said? Donald Trump said, because it's well known that there was an educational divide in this vote, better state people vote were more likely to vote for Harris, and people with less education were likely to vote for Trump. Trump exclaimed that he loves the poorly educated. Now we're to believe that he's putting someone whose claim to fame is being part of a pro wrestling league, that he's doing this in order to take on illiteracy. And by the way, he's only president because, quite frankly, people know very little about what he stands for and what he intends to do. So the man himself doesn't think that education is his friend. He thinks it's his enemy. In other words, the more that people know, the more they're not likely to like Trump. And so I think you should take getting rid of the Department of Education at face value when putting a pro wrestling owner in as Secretary of Education as part of that project.
Hey, Dr. Craig, let's say, you know, they dismantle public education. Let's talk about the impact for a moment. You know, your brother, a well-known advocate for public education. And what are your thoughts about the dismantling of public education that is clearly on the table with Donald Trump?
Well, the good news is that the federal role in education is far less than people think. So it would not totally dismantle public education on its own. But on the other hand, particularly urban school districts are so cash starved by our unequal property tax system, where you can take the property taxes out to the suburbs and only fund your own schools, not all kids' schools, and state legislatures like we've had here, that it's going to harm districts like Milwaukee and other and rural school districts. But fortunately, they're only about 10% of the funding. It'll hurt, but they cannot dismantle it on their own.
All right. We are going to talk about the politrickster of the day. You know, so hang on. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket and as promised. So, Dr. Craig, each day I do a politrickster of the day. And let me see, I'm sure you already know, Republicans on Ethics Committee weigh unenviable Getz report decision. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee are barreling into a no-win situation ahead of their expected meeting Wednesday to discuss their report into former Matt Getz, weighing a high-stakes decision that will reverberate throughout Washington. The gathering for the panel, which is known for conducting its business in secrecy, comes as the debate over releasing their report into Getz, President-elect Trump's pick for Attorney General, has reached a fever pitch. On one side, Democrats on the committee and several Republicans in Congress say the report contains information that the public and senators should know as they consider whether to make Getz the head of an agency that once investigated him. On the other side, the politrickster of the day, Speaker Mike Johnson, who is arguing that releasing the report, which is the culmination of a roughly three-year investigation, could damage the House, since the panel would be in the rare but not unprecedented situation of publicizing information on a former member. Dr. Craig, I ask you, here's a man that they want to appoint to the highest law and order position in the nation. And you got a man like the politrickster of the day saying we shouldn't let this information out. Your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing, Earl. Once you know there is a report and you keep it secret, then people are always going to have their doubts. In other words, once something is secret, it's seen to have value. It's like I have this map that shows that there's a treasure somewhere. Then it becomes this irrepressible thing. So, yes, they're an impossible situation. Either they're going to do a cover-up and take the hit, or they're going to, in this situation, let, you know, sunlight come in, right? And there isn't evidence that Matt Gaetz, or strong evidence, committed these crimes or may have committed these crimes, then he'll be exonerated by this report. Now, I'm not sure why it damages the House, because they've released ethics reports before. Maybe it damages the House because once you see the material, you wonder, how the heck did the Republicans let this man remain in Congress and not turn this over to the Justice Department? Don't know what it is, but we're all going to have those doubts until they release it. And so we'll see what happens. I guess, you know, you can bury it forever if we're moving toward an authoritarian system.
You know, but here Johnson is in a position, Dr. Craig, of should be trust for the people. And yet he, in the face of what's right and what's just and what's proper, pushes back against right, just, and proper.
It's all politics. It's all power. I mean, I assume that Speaker Johnson would rather not be in this position, that Trump had made a more guarded choice for Attorney General. I doubt he probably privately pushed for Matt Gaetz, so at least it gets him out of his caucus. But I see that Matt Gaetz, I think this is correct, Earl, resigned from Congress because
yes,
he thought that would prevent the disclosure. That's not a super good sign. That's not acting particularly innocent, is it?
No, it absolutely is not. Brendan, go ahead.
I just want everybody to get ready, because what we heard from the one guy who said the filibuster is not going anywhere, this is what I call, I combine the words hope and opium. I call it hopium. This is the new drug of the MAGA crowd, okay? We're going to hear about the hopium, okay? He's not going to get rid of the filibuster. All the stuff we heard while I was talking to people and you were talking to your MAGA friends, and they were saying things like, well, he'll never do that. He doesn't know anything about Project 2025. Well, guess what? Wake up, idiots. Okay, you put us in this position, and I hope CJ loses whatever tenants he has in his property.
Okay, all right. Hey, Brendan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ann quickly. Hey, Ann, you say what?
Hey, Earl. You know, first of all, it should be a red flag that everyone he's picked are millionaires and billionaires. I wonder what their agenda is. Wake up, working people. 40% of women who voted for him also want abortion rights. Once again, wanted Trump and also want their rights. That's not what Trump promised them. They want to dummy us down so they can pass laws for the rich man's agenda. Why 90% of our population think they fit in with this group? It's unbelievable to digest. These MAGA people just don't understand politics. They get their information from Fox Entertainment.
Hey, Ann, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you say what in closing?
Great call today, and I agree. The Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, are all in the kind of lane of hoping he didn't mean it. He doesn't mean it.
All right, Dr. Craig, thank you very much. We'll see you in a few days. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. I'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madnier, Greg Bach, Madnier on air. See you all later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.